the arms of America. This is America.
I like it when you talk sexy.
That's always, man.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother. How the heck are you?
I am good.
Yeah.
You know how you learn as you get older to never say always or never?
Oh, always I have.
Yep. Never say never. Always, yep. Never say never, because yeah. Both are lies.
Yep.
Except for when it comes to Prius drivers.
Oh! Yes.
Suck ass.
Yes.
And I saw a commercial for a Prius that said, now quicker. And I was like, it's not the Prius, it's
no,
the driver.
Exactly. Yep. So, yeah, it's weird.
So you know my idea for the old people right lane?
Yes.
On the freeways? Uh-huh. Oh, they should all
they
have to
all
drive
have
on the right
to stay
lane?
On the right, yes.
Also Prius drivers.
Yeah, hey, good idea.
Prius drivers and old people, because they all drive
yep.
just the same.
They can all go three and slam on the brakes for no reason and start right. to drift into another lane.
Right,
think
and
about
at least we
off.
All know where they are.
Yes, you're all off there to the side where you can...
So someone that has some power, make that happen.
Okay, I'll get right on
I don't
on.
Know how that goes. Give me five.
It's all about two-word song titles. Stu was filling in for
Marcy
today, mm-hmm. and one-word song titles were played, so I figured we'd up on him. You know, one him. Up,
I feel
one,
like two-word titles that. Is going to be perhaps longer than
there's
a one-day or
a couple of two-word song titles.
Yes.
True. Yes.
Genital injuries on today's show.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
That's a good way to start the week.
Things could be worse. A new feature called Things Could Be Worse.
Things could be will be worse.
And next door wrap up weekend up.
Yay! What has happened this weekend in your hood?
Coming up today on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Genital injuries. Genital injuries.
Coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. That's not going to be fun.
Yowza.
That is not going to be fun. First, though, the Nextdoor app.
Oh, it's my favorite.
Are you on that?
I love it.
Nextdoor app is a... It's like a social... app.
It was a really good way
for
to
neighborhoods.
Figure out why there's a helicopter circling grandma's
right.
house down the block, make
right.
sure everything's cool, but now it's turned into, you're the worst piece of crap that's ever lived!
Right.
Sort of thing.
So this one starts, my Chia pet has escaped. I don't know
Chia,
how it
Chia,
happened.
Chia.
He's not much of a runner, and I live in a third floor apartment, so how he got down all those stairs is beyond me.
Someone pushed him.
He has no collar. And has not had any shots. I'm really worried about him. He's been an inside pet all his life.
Sure, yeah.
And will just not be able to make it in the outside world. He's very approachable and doesn't scare easy, so it won't be hard to catch him. And he does not bite. Answers to the name Curly.
Curly. Oh, my God. I hope some people are out. I'll look for your pet.
Oh, I think that guy was joking. Right?
It's hard to
you
tell
hope?
These days.
You hope
Who
that
knows?
He is?
Maybe he thought moving on his own.
Here's another one from Nextdoor app update. There was a sandwich in my mailbox this morning.
Oh, sweet.
It was just sitting in there with no wrapper and a bite taken out of it.
Bonus food.
Gross. There was a note stapled to the bread.
Stapled?
That said, Jenny, John sucks. I have no idea what that means.
Who Jenny or John are.
Right. Can you imagine finding that in your mailbox?
I'll teach them. I'm going to take a bite out of the sandwich and staple my note to it. I'll teach them.
Hello, neighbors. This one begins. I've recently moved into a new home. However, there is a naked man that lives nearby who continues to shave his back and armpits on his porch.
Nearby? What are you, like, four houses down?
Doesn't say.
Got your binoculars out?
He only says nearby.
Yeah.
It's very disturbing. And then he says, but I'm terrified of the sun, so I can't confront him. Please help me. Thanks.
Terrified of the S-U-N or
yes.
S-O-N?
No,
S-U-N.
U-N.
So he can't go out. They can't, whoever it is.
I guess.
Hey, dude, get your house and do that.
That's a weird mixture to have.
Yeah.
Is a naked neighbor and the inability to...
Well, he's a vampire.
Talk to him.
Clearly a vampire.
No, that's true. Anybody know of any reasonable one-bedroom apartments or small house to rent?
Nope.
I'm trying to help my son find a place so he doesn't move back in with me. Please, Jesus, just this one time.
That is true passion.
We have a crow that keeps bringing dead lizards to our pool to eat and leaving a mess. We've tried a fake owl statue and floating objects in the pool, but nothing seems to work. Any suggestions
smart.
On how to keep the pests away? And somebody responds, you're yeah. turning down a free lizard in this economy?
There you go.
And finally, I found a worm in my garden today and was wondering if there was any worm sanctuary in the area.
Oh, my God.
put it back, the first guy says. Well, there's a worm, where there's a worm, there's healthy soil. And then the guy, another guy says, don't corner it. They've been known to go for the throat. Vicious buggers, worms.
This is why I love this app right here.
That is a Nextdoor app weekend update. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother.
Things could be worse. You could live in Florida.
I like the title, Things Could Be Worse. That's... I would watch a show like that.
Man loses arm in Port Charlotte alligator attack. You know, we don't have to worry about in Southern California?
Alligators. And Floridians, for the most part.
Biting your arm off.
I mean, I think that's, I heard someone just, a very wise person recently say, that's a sign you shouldn't live in Florida.
Right.
There's these alligator things. They will eat you.
They have teeth.
Yeah.
Big teeth.
And they're hungry.
And they don't enjoy humans.
No, they like to mess them up.
Part of the problem is a lot of the people in Florida were feeding the alligators. Okay, so it was coming around.
Feed an alligator.
Because you're dumb.
Because you're a Floridian.
Here's the report.
The County News team, a man lost his arm after he was attacked by an alligator in Port Charlotte. We have some video for you. You're watching Wildlife Trappers tonight. Take down that nearly 11-foot gator. Look at the size of that guy.
Look at the size of that thing. Cut the channel, Red 2. That's insane. What are they doing out there? Why?
Huge. Charlotte County Fire says that 23-year-old was near a pond behind Bandito's Bar on South McCall Road. When
Bandito's Bar
is hilarious. Yeah. Also, did she say it was 11 foot?
11 alligator. Foot alligator.
In a pond.
Yeah, hanging out
They're
in a pond.
They're not calling that like a giant... river or a lake.
It's a sounds
it's a
nice
pond.
It's a pond,
right?
Hey, would you like to go out to the pond?
Yes, the pond sounds lovely.
Make some lovely lilies out there, maybe some frogs and an alligator 11 feet long to eat your arm.
The gator latched onto his arm.
Ugh.
Now neighbors who frequent this bar tell NBC2 they've seen people feeding alligators in this pond before, and we know that's not a good idea for those of us who live down here in Florida.
What?
I mean, I think that's kind of obvious.
It's got to be a given.
I can't imagine.
What, they can find their own food. What, are you going to make friends with them?
I think these people really do think there's no danger. Hey, these alligators are happy. I'm feeding them.
When I was four, I loved to feed the ducks at the pond. You know, and you give them bread, and every once in a while, they'd latch onto your hand.
They would attack you, yes.
How much more so an alligator?
There was a restaurant, right? They just tore down. And I know people did feed that, you know, throw whatever they didn't eat down in the water.
The victim is still in the hospital recovering tonight.
What, is he going to grow his arm back?
He took a helicopter. No, he was in really bad shape for living,
sure.
Staying alive.
Yeah,
the alligator bit his arm off. So things could be worse. We may never see Sluggo again.
That's true.
He lived in New York for a little bit.
Did
you like it?
I love New York.
Love
it? Well, yeah, it was great.
Marijuana-infused aphrodisiacs emerge as new love drug in New York.
All right, I'll see you later. Okay. It's been nice knowing you, dude.
Can you imagine? Marijuana, New York's hottest seller, is moving from mellow to sexy.
Yeah, now you're talking.
On its path to becoming the go-to love drug.
Well, it makes sense.
Cannabis products are being infused with aphrodisiacs.
Well, like, what is that? What does that mean?
I don't know, because they start mentioning all these herbs and stuff that I have no idea.
Right. I mean, usually it means like oysters. You say aphrodisiac.
I hope they're not putting oysters in them, because that would be exactly. Really gross. There's a huge evolution in the cannabis market. It's giving consumers better choices about the experiences that they want. Hmm. Cannabis infused with aphrodisiac is one of the categories where there is huge innovation. People want to improve their sexual experience.
And I'm just thinking, you know, because having worked retail, just being behind the counter and someone walks up with one of those.
Yeah.
And you're just like, really? You're going to. So who's going to join you in this? You know, you look
Wait,
at this
what does
person.
That mean? Oh, you mean just to share?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it's for strangers.
No. I mean, you see, you look at this person and you're like, oh, this person's going to go home and get it on with
somebody. Of course.
Somebody. Really? You're getting some? You?
Yes. You wouldn't get some if they worked.
No, I would.
They
would get some. I mean,
guys
this
and girls
person
too.
Is disgusting, most likely.
Oh, I see what you're
ugly.
Saying. All right.
Just, you know, judging folk. That's
The agency in East Village is selling 20 dark chocolate love beans for arousal, is the name of it.
Love beans for arousal.
Made with cannabis and 5 exotic herbs.
And spices.
Total cost $35.
Oh, that's not too bad.
That's
actually.
Not bad. That's we around here is expensive.
Very expensive. That was really expensive in New York, too.
You can get love beans, cannabis for $35. I'm in.
Aphrodisiac, though. What is it? I mean, come on.
Listen, they just... I don't know if you saw the story. There was a story that just came out that said, you're going to hate this conversation, but weed can make your orgasms better.
Yeah.
I have heard that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess it
no, that's a
stands
fact.
To
Look,
reason.
That's just a hashtag fact.
Okay. It stands to really reason
no
that you
ways
would
around
just
that one.
Include
no,
the
it
two.
Does. It does. I just, you know, to me, it's like the whole, you know, when they start throwing in, oh, this is really going to improve your love life. No, it isn't. It's not going to
It probably
anything,
isn't.
But
no.
if it's weed,
but
it's weed.
But it did account for 37% of their sales.
Wow.
I love the people that probably went there and were like, listen, this is not what you think.
Yeah, trying to
I just
know,
need
deflect.
The
yeah.
weed.
Yeah.
Don't check my boner.
Oh, it's already working for you. Oh, congratulations, sir.
Listen, we try to do this topic as little as possible, but sometimes it's necessary. I got a lot of tweets from people who sent me the story of the guy who had the light bulb stuck up his beehole.
Yeah, that's daring.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't understand.
Glass.
I don't understand the daring part. Like, why?
Yeah. Well,
what is it supposed to?
Well, yeah. I don't. Does it light up?
I can't imagine.
What if it breaks? I mean.
I don't know. I don't get it.
I don't either.
But then I got this one from Raul. A German tourist, 50, faces having his penis amputated after, quote, crazy 24-hour ecstasy and Viagra sex marathon with his wife.
What's his wife? Is it a poodle?
It doesn't say.
Well,
His wife seems to be a woman.
Okay.
Clearly attractive because this guy is going to town for 24 hours.
Yeah, good for you, man.
Ecstasy and Viagra.
Yeah, that'll do her. Boy, oh boy, that'll do her.
So
wow.
They're from Germany. They Woo. Were in Italy at man. The time. The man, apparently like a day later, started feeling really, really bad.
Well, you feel really, really good, and then it always comes round. It always,
that is how it works, yes. They had
around.
A crazy sex session after taking ecstasy at their apartment in Italy.
Wow.
Local media reported the following the session. The man felt seriously ill and turned up at a hospital on May 11th. It is believed the marathon sex session has resulted in... What's the worst word in the world? That's right, necrosis.
Oh, yes, it is.
Of the man's penis
Woo!
And scrotum.
Well, I mean, if you're at that age, you know, I mean, maybe when we were in our early 20s.
But necrosis, I mean, that's your skin is dead.
Yeah, it's had it. It's
what?
Like throws in the towel. I mean, if it's a 24-hour
Don't
session,
you
you're in
the
Italy.
Towel by not working anymore? Isn't that throwing in the towel?
I mean, you're in Italy. You're with your hot wife. You've got Viagra and ecstasy.
Right?
You go for 24 hours. It's done. That little member down there
is done
toast.
For a breather.
It's
yes, time for a breather.
A lifetime breather.
Not a death. It is believed that his wife accompanied him to the hospital.
Well, that's good.
How nice is that?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. He just isn't, I don't know.
More than a week after his arrival at the hospital, his condition has been described as serious.
Wow.
He's in intensive care.
Dang.
And his prognosis remains confidential.
Gentlemen, take a lesson.
According to local media reports, the septic shock
Woo.
Has caused necrosis of the man's penis and
wow.
scrotum. His body, septic shock is all of your insides just stop working.
Yeah, like I can't do this anymore.
Right.
And how much Viagra? So I'm clearly
it
overdosed.
Doesn't say how
I'm
much
sure you weigh
Viagra and it doesn't say how much ecstasy.
One or the other is going to get things going for quite a while.
Yeah, agreed.
So.
Agreed. But 24 hours straight.
Dang.
I mean, the guy didn't know that he was going to have to get everything removed.
Yeah. Was it worth it? Let's call him and ask him. No,
that
really,
would be
though.
Great.
Wake him up. Wake the
Dude,
patient
seriously,
up.
Seriously, was it worth it? Yeah, it was great.
It was so worth it.
I'd
man.
Do it again. All right, so we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. Genital injuries.
That's always a fun subject.
It happened to you. Genital injuries. It can be up the beehole with the light. Be
wow.
in the front.
Must it be
necrosis?
We just talk about the weather. It's really nice.
It could be the weather when you injured your genitals. I told you, I was pitching in high school and took a line drive.
That's a weird thing for you to say.
I was pitching.
Uh-huh.
I threw a fastball,
sure
and the guy hit it right back at me.
Oh, you were
and
on the
I
ground.
Was
you
collapsed,
dropped.
Yes.
Yeah.
And my coach, who was hilarious, came over and said, you know, everyone's looking at you, right?
How does that help, coach? Thanks a lot. What, do they pull you off on a stretcher?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, it was not good.
Yowza.
So 818-955.
So that's why every once in a while, you talk like this.
KLOS, yeah, I think so.
Still.
Genital injuries. Good luck to us all. We don't like doing this topic, but it's sort of like you have to let off steam every once in a while so things don't blow up.
And it's a public service.
Right.
Just make sure you all don't partake.
So we were talking about a guy who was on vacation and for 24 hours had an ecstasy and Viagra party with his wife. And ended up in the hospital and his penis and balls are getting amputated.
So, gentlemen, sometimes just let her be on her own. Don't go that extra mile.
So we're talking about genital injuries. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, hey, I had a genital injury after a vasectomy.
So did you? What happened after your vasectomy?
I threw up from the anesthesia, and it blew open the sutures and everything, and there was all kinds of blood and nastiness.
Wait a minute. You had anesthesia?
Wow.
Yeah.
What?
You didn't have anesthesia?
No!
First of all, I didn't know you had the operation. That means we can't get pregnant.
What?
How dare you?
You had anesthesia? And maybe I'm missing the point.
I did, yeah.
Wow.
No, all right. First of all, good for you. Well done. Secondly,
So then did they have to do it again?
Hello?
Hang up. All right. It's too much. It's too much for him to talk about. Just went on too long.
I'm amazed that he was able to pick up a phone ever again.
I asked 100 times about anesthesia. They were like, no. No,
what,
one
really?
No.
Why wouldn't they?
You don't need it.
Yeah, you do.
No.
You can blow open your stitches afterwards. Throwing up. Wow.
KLOS, hello.
How's it going? I had to call in about that.
Genital injuries?
Genital injury.
What happened?
So, as a young boy, I discovered anime X-rated movies.
Anime X-rated movies. Okay.
Yes, anime X-rated movies. And I found out at a young age that if you rubbed against things in the right way, things would happen.
I don't know what you're talking about, sir.
How old were you?
I was probably like in my younger teens.
Okay.
For like 8 hours.
You went 8 hours?
8 hours.
8 hours. And then?
Yeah. And then what hurt you?
Yeah. What was left? After
a lot of numbness, a lot of rawness, I was bleeding.
Bleeding
from what? Wow. What were you rubbing against?
The cat.
A body pillow.
A body pillow.
Oh yeah.
Well, that goes hand in hand with the anime.
Listen to him go. Oh yeah. Yeah, it was a body pillow.
Yeah. Sorry. I don't know all of this whole conversation. Sorry about that. Oh,
I'm not enjoying this.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling, though. That's perfect. That's what we're looking for.
Unfortunately, it is.
955 KLOS.
Genital injuries. We are talking about genital injuries. What's your story?
Yeah, what happened with me was I must have been 12 or 13, but we all had twin bikes, you know, all the kids going out and playing, and back then we didn't have internet and all that. So anyways, everybody got up and started jamming out, and I was kind of in the back, and so I leaped up, put my foot, you know, high up on the peg, and was ready to kick and just take off. My foot just slid right off the peg.
Oh.
And just crashed right on the bar.
Oh.
Mind you, I'm 58, and that's whenever you guys talk about a subject or anybody talks about this subject, that's what flashes in my head, what happened to me.
And the pain and the white light and all of the stuff that goes with it, right?
Oh, my God, that's the worst.
I just sat there, just bent over, and I just remember one of my buddies looking back like, hey, you coming, you know, and I kind of had to play it off because I didn't want them to know what happened.
Sure.
I was in the back.
Nope, I got
so
it.
I just put my hand up and I waved, I'll be there, you know, I had to regroup, but I finally caught up to him. I rode very slow, but I caught up to him. So.
Wow.
Man, oh, man.
But yeah. I don't wish that pain upon anybody
nope.
in the world. That's
I agree with you on that.
Agreed.
Thanks for calling, man. Hello, KLOS, Genital Injuries Hotline.
I was riding on my Harley, and I got stung on the nut by a bee.
Oh my.
Did they not on the radio?
Yes. You just did.
You just did twice. Yes.
Oh, but wow. Ouch.
And then I found the bee squished later on the seat.
So really? You just had sudden massive crazy pain and then figured out later what happened?
Were you able to pull over safely or did you eject?
I was in traffic, so I couldn't pull over. So
wow, that's bad.
How much did you get? How much swelling was there?
Not too bad.
Was there a stinger stuck?
I never found one, though.
Oh, still there.
It's still there.
All right, thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks, man. Thank you.
Bloody bee.
KLOS, hello. Bee. Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hi, we're talking about genital injuries, unfortunately.
Well, it started out, I was supposed to be going out of town for work for like 3 or 4 days. So my wife, like at midnight, decides to wake me up. And, you know, she's like, you're going to be leaving. You're going out of town. Like, you know, you want to do it before
How
you
nice
leave.
Of her.
Like, yeah. So, you know, we're doing our thing. So it actually fractured my penis. I had to have surgery.
Oh, my God.
But the terrible thing was, is some, you know, we finished. And I wasn't in a whole lot of pain, you know. And so I get up in the morning, 4 or 5 a.m. I drive to San Diego. I work all day long. I'm in construction. I run equipment. I get back to the hotel room. I shower. I get out. I'm drying off. I look in the mirror myself, and I am just purple everywhere. Almost up to my belt line. Everything just deep purple. And I'm like,
that is awful.
Like, did I have a pin in my pocket and the pin broke or something? It looked like ink all over me.
It is amazing why your brain will say, no, that's probably just ink. Don't worry about it, dude.
It's all good.
Exactly. Yeah.
You sat on a pen.
And I ended up having surgery on it. It actually fractured the inner piece inside that holds all the blood. It was not good. Wow.
That is not good.
Wow. Yeah. But at least you finished. That's what's important.
Yeah, get finished.
Well done.
There you go. Anybody knows what potted up means?
I don't.
Other than no. Mick Jagger or people in radio.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We are taking phone calls on the final score of tonight's Lakers game.
And if you guess it properly, then you get tickets to all 3 days of Power Trip. Hello!
Hello.
There's a bunch of you on the phone. Say hi to each other.
Hello, everybody.
Hello. We got Denny. We got Pete. We got Patrick. We got Leah.
Yes, and we have the Lakers series, which we're down 3-0, unfortunately.
Ooh.
Game 4 is tonight at 5:30 on ESPN, and we're looking for a final score from each of you.
You guys planning on watching the game?
Nothing, unfortunately.
Ooh.
Game 4 is tonight at 5:30 on ESPN, and we're looking for a final score from each of you.
You guys planning on watching the game?
30 on ESPN, and we're looking for a final score from each of you.
You guys planning on watching the game tonight?
Oh, yes, we are.
Nice. Blowing off work to do it?
Yeah.
Good. All right. Well, if you can predict the exact final score, then we've got 3 days of Power Trip to send you to.
Do we all have to agree to the same score?
No, whoever is up first, and that would be Denny, because Denny was caller 13. What do you think the final score is going to be tonight?
Well, it's going to be Lakers 121, and then
Nuggets.
The other team, would just go with 115. Oh, is it a combined score?
No. 121 to 115?
121 to 115.
All right. 115. All right, Denny. Cool. All right. And now, Pete, you're up. What do you think the final score is going to be?
It's going to be 109 Lakers, 101.
All right.
And Patrick, you are caller 15, so it's your turn.
Well, I'm going to be the oddball in the bunch. I'm going to say 113, 105. Denver.
Boo you.
If you get it right, you do get the Power Trip tickets, but we have to come and break your kneecaps, and that's okay, right?
That's all right. Wheelchair access will be better.
There you go. And Leah, finally, what do you think the score is going to be tonight?
Okay, well, as much as I want the Lakers to win, I don't think they're going to, so I'm going with the Nuggets.
Boo.
I'm going with the Lakers 111.
111 for Lakers, and what'd you say for the Nuggets?
125.
125? You break up every time. You know why? Because you're trying to say the Nuggets are going to win, and the universe is trying to shut you down.
Yeah. Are you saying 121 to 111?
121, 111.
Ah, damn it. We finally heard. Boo.
Boo indeed.
Boo.
All right. Well, awesome. Good luck to Denny and Pete and Patrick and Leah. I mean, I guess maybe you could win.
Awesome. But we hope you're wrong and you kiss our asses.
Go Lakers.
Give me five.
Viagra. are pills and ecstasy pills in a row.
Songs in a row.
It was terrifying, those stories, by the way.
Yes, I didn't love it.
No, I'm still terrified.
Today, Marcy did one-word song titles.
Well, Marcy dressed as Stu, but yes.
Uh-huh. And we're doing two-word song titles for Gimme Five.
And we decided to one-up them. How dare they? So if you can think of any songs that have, two, you know, I think she's going to do three-word titles tomorrow.
Is she?
Which means we'll have to do four-word titles.
All right.
But if you can think of any with just two words in the title, 818-955-KLOS, or hit us up.
At Twitter, at Kevin and Slug.
Atomic Punk. Two words that carry a lot of weight, as far as I'm concerned.
We're doing Give Me Five songs with two words in the title, and Byron wants to hear Say Hello by April Wine.
Byron, hit us up on the tweet machine, the Bluebird of Gossip. We are at Kevin and Sluggo there, or 818-955-KLOS.
It's Give Me Five with two word titles, KLOS. Hello.
All I can say about these Nuggets fans is Hail's Bell.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's Give Me Five songs with two words in the title. KLOS, hello.
Hi, Nazareth. Love Hurts.
Love Hurts by Nazareth.
Yes. Love Hurts.
Ah, it does.
Who are you?
My name's Irma. I'm from San Pedro.
San Pedro in the house.
Yeah, we like to party.
You know, I don't mention labels very often, but I remember that was an old Bell label. Do you remember those? The Bell was usually
I don't.
Yeah.
It was, I'm not that nerdy.
I know, right? I just remember. I can see it going around and around on the record player. Sweet little Willie there.
Who's that for? Renee.
Renee!
Yes.
Good suggestion. All right, so
great choice.
Two-word titles today, but I just saw Stu in the hall. He says he's going to do three-word titles
Son
tomorrow,
of a bitch.
Which means we're going to do four-word titles tomorrow.
All right.
So be thinking now what they might be.
People are dumb when you're a dum-dum. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
West Virginia homeowner busted for drugs after snitching on herself with a sign on her front door.
What did it say? What
April
did it say?
Lynn Lavender, 38, of West Virginia, is the homeowner.
She mountain mama?
According to a Facebook post from the sheriff's department, two women in West Virginia were arrested last week after police looked into a complaint of joyriding.
Joyriding.
What is joyriding? Is
writing. Like, joywriting?
Joyriding in a car.
Oh, joyriding.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, is
you know,
like
where you steal
or?
A car? No, it's where you steal a car and you just take off and you go do whatever and then ditch the car eventually. And
Christy Weiss.
You never went joyriding? Good for you. Neither have I.
I didn't see any steal cars. Christy Weiss, a 22-year-old, was busted only for the joyriding offense, but the other woman, Lavender, did not get off so easy. While at the house investigating the joyriding, the deputies reportedly noticed a sign on the home's front door.
Yeah.
A sign that maybe led deputies to conclude there were drugs inside. The pink sign taped to the door read, quote, "Due to snitches, everyone entering my house is subject to being searched. All cell phones and drinks will be left outside. If you're not a snitch, it won't offend you if I search you."
Wow.
And they said, wow. Hey, about that sign.
What exactly?
Do you mind if we take a look?
Who all?
In the house.
Coming in.
And she said, yeah, sure,
oh,
come on
come
in.
On.
Yeah, come in and have a look.
Sure.
And they found meth. And they found cocaine.
A cash register.
And they found a tremendous amount of drugs and charged her with like 17
counts.
What, did
she think they weren't going to find it?
I don't know. I don't know why people, unless they think they literally don't have the option of saying no.
Yeah.
To the police.
I suppose.
But I think that's probably probable cause. If you're looking for it as a sign outside that says
kind of
snitches
would do
get
it.
Stitches. That's not ideal. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Hold on. I got to go roll another joint. I'll be right back.
Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. On Nextdoor app weekend update, a person lost their Chia pet. Lived on the third floor, couldn't figure it out.
Said it had never gotten out before, and it's very friendly. It'll come right up to you.
Used to indoor living, though. Doesn't have much confidence for it on the outside.
I hope they find their Chia pet.
In our feature, things could be worse. A guy in Florida got his arm torn off by an alligator.
What else you got?
Which does not seem good. And a man and his wife had a 24-hour sex party with ecstasy and Viagra. He got sick. He went to the hospital. He got sepsis. And he had to have his penis and his nuts
apparatus
cut off.
Removed. Gentlemen, it's not worth it.
Don't do that.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty and not pop those pills and go for a good couple of days of fun.
Excellent. Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Ashley at Rock Asset Management. Thanks for having KLOS on. Can you believe Ashley's always listening to KLOS?
She's the best.
At Rock Asset Management. Thank you for doing that. If you have it on at work, please visit 955KLOS.com/work and let us know about it. We'll shout you out, maybe send you some free junk. Robert Zimmerman became a man on this day in rock in 1954. It was Bob Dylan's bar mitzvah. In Minnesota, Bruce Springsteen's band The Castiles released their first single on this day in rock in 1966. It's called That's What You Get. The Guess Who were live at the Paramount in Seattle, Washington on this day in rock in 1972 when they recorded their Live at the Paramount album.